Banffee mit Rosedale House auf Flux FM, 15 Uhr und 10 Minuten und die Boys aus London stehen bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über das Konzert, das heute oder morgen Abend stattfinden wird. Das finden wir gleich noch heraus in einem eurer Wohnzimmer. In welchem Wohnzimmer, auch das wird sich noch herausstellen. Wir sprechen über die Do-It-Yourself-Tour, die sie schon hinter sich gebracht haben. Wir sprechen über ein Signature-Bär, das Banffee komponiert haben, hätte ich beinahe gesagt. Nein, sie haben es zusammengestellt und quasi das Rezept für dieses geschrieben. Wir thematisieren nochmal die gute alte EP versus LP-Frage, sprechen über Akkordfolgen, die man trotz der Tatsache, dass diese schon von Coldplay benutzt worden waren, auf die Platte packt. Wir reden über Filme als Inspirationsquelle und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal hello and welcome, Banffee.
Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Very, very well.
Nice.
Very well. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We've been soundchecking, my mood's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to work with professionals, you know what I'm saying? So I do have a good feeling for the rest of this talk and for the rest of the live session.
We've just been given some ice cream as well. That's made us tremendously happy.
Yeah, it's definitely
delicious.
Picked me up a little bit.
Like. Yeah, and it's sometimes it's the easy steps that you have to take, right?
Yeah,
get a little
small
bit of ice cream, give the ice cream to the musician. There's a smile all of a sudden. The guitar is tuned. And, you know, all those magical things happen all of a sudden. So where are you coming from today, actually? Because I know that you're on a kind of like a do-it-yourself tour right now.
Yeah, yeah. We've been all over Europe. And last night we played in Prague.
Oh, wow.
So we driven from there. Yeah.
Nice. You've been to Prague before, I guess, right?
Yes, we played there.
Last December, I think.
Yeah. Last December.
Because it's a beautiful city. But it's super crowded, I think, during the summer month.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were staying a little bit outside, I think, where we were playing. So
okay, cool.
It was quite chill.
Cool. What made you go for a do-it-yourself tour? Is a do-it-yourself tour the thing that I'm imagining right now, which means that you're kind of like organizing your own shows while sitting in the van and driving to a certain place and just calling there like, do you have some place where we can play?
Sometimes it's that late notice. I mean, a lot of it's been sorted before. We put out some messages to fans on the social media stuff and just said, if you want us to come and play at your house, we're going to be out there in Europe this summer, so please do have us on. And that's been great. There's been there's an organization called So Far Sounds who have put on a couple of the shows.
Cool. Yeah. Now I remember.
But there was a lot of reasons to do it. One was to get a chance to play new songs in a more stripped back setting first. It's kind of an easier way to try out new songs.
Yeah, it's like busking kind of, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so that's been really nice.
So people leaving the living room is not a good sign for the new song.
No,
well, it hasn't. It hasn't happened yet.
We lock the doors usually.
The good old Guantanamo approach.
Not quite.
I'm sorry about that. It was a bad joke. So, but it worked out for you guys. And it must be interesting to get in closer touch with your fans.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's rare that you get to spend that much time with them. You normally have to run off in the van and get to the next show because there's so much organizing. But when you're just walking in with acoustic guitars and a couple of other things, it means you can spend a lot of time with the people who actually really care about the band and who wanted to put the show on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
And did you do sound check new material in these situations? So you try out new songs and you realize, oh, maybe we can even write a longer version of this song because people were just getting into the mood and we stopped.
Yeah.
We stopped on an E chord and people were still dancing.
I guess we can. I mean, it's a bit late because we recorded all the songs in the summer. So we can't change them now.
Just road checking some songs that have already been recorded.
Yeah. But maybe we can change the live versions when we play them live next time.
Yeah. But you've mentioned the fact that you've been to the studio once again and you've recorded like you were planning to record like 10 songs, I think.
Yeah, we've done 8 songs with Elliot James back in London. We just want to put out a couple more EPs.
Yes.
I heard you I don't understand German, but I heard you say EP versus LP.
Yeah, sure. Because but it's an interesting discussion that I have with almost every band nowadays. People at some point in time they stopped listening to long players, I guess, that their attention span is getting shorter and shorter every year.
I mean,
you have to put out snippets when it, you know, when the whole thing keeps evolving like that.
Yeah, I think four or five songs feels like a good length. You know, you get in the car, you want to hear an artist. Usually after four or five, then you put another album on. I mean, unless you really, really love an album.
So the plan is that you come back from this tour, listen back to the 10 or 8 songs that you've recorded, and then you decide which ones are going to be put out.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, we're going to put out the first single. Oh yeah, we've already decided on the first one. We're going to do this song. We're going to put this song out called "If Not for You," which is coming out. I think it's the 3rd of December. It's early in not December, September.
Okay.
7th of September.
Is it?
Yeah.
Nice.
And
you've are you checking those songs with Kevin Jones still at the Bear's Den guys?
Yeah,
still
yeah,
with
big
Communion
time.
Records,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you have to play your new songs to him. Is it an intimidating situation? Because I once had the situation where I played songs to a record label executive, but I wasn't scared or nervous because I was like, the only thing he can do is sell stuff. He's never played 2 chords in a row. So I'm the guy who knows how to make music. He's just the guy who knows how to sell music. But with Kevin, it's like a different animal because he knows how to make music.
Exactly.
Is that intimidating sometimes?
No, it makes it easier because it just makes us think, makes us trust him. He really cares about music. He cares about the process of writing it. And he's always said, look, I'll tell you what I think, but if at the end of the day, if you want to go ahead with a song sounding a certain way and we disagree, then you'll always get the final say. Mm-hmm. So that makes you feel relaxed as well, because you know that he's not trying to take too much control, which I think maybe some...
But was he the one when you played Never Really Cared, and was he the one like, I've heard that chord progression before in Coldplay? Because I've
what's that story?
Yeah, wasn't that song with the Coldplay chord progression?
I think
actually what we said last time.
Yeah, maybe we said that.
You said that.
Yeah, because they are the same songs as same chords as Paradise. Yeah, but no, Kev didn't say that.
I still remember Wonderwall and Writing to Reach You, you know, the Travis Oasis thing, which was basically exactly the same chords.
But he said something about that.
He
song,
was like,
right?
What's a Wonderwall anyway?
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
It's a line in the song,
So maybe you should re-record that song with the Coldplay diss. Who's Chris Martin? Never heard of him.
What is
Who
a Coldplay?
Who the F is Chris Martin? What is a Coldplay? That's a good question. And now you brought your acoustic guitars with you and some tiny little, tiny little instruments. The thing is, I have to restart the computer before I can record this. That's a shame. Let's listen to "Happy When You Go" from the record, and then you play us one song. Is that okay for you guys?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Banfi nochmal auf Flux FM mit "Happy When You Go." Banfi auf Flux FM nochmal mit "Happy When You Go." Die Band steht im Prinzip bereit für eine kleine Live-Session. Vorher habe ich aber auch noch 1-2 Fragen zu diesem Signature Beer. You've just released a signature.
We just brewed a sour beer.
A sour beer. How did you come up with that idea?
We really like beer, and Aaron and I especially really like sour beer.
And kind of like an expert in the field of brewing beer as well. Did you try that before?
No, I've done a little bit of brewing before.
Okay.
But I used to run like a craft beer shop.
Like
hundreds and hundreds of different types of beer.
Cool.
And I've tried thousands in my time. So then we decided to pick a sour and try a few different ones and then come up with a recipe.
And there's a signature brewery waiting for guys like you?
No, they have like a core range of beer.
Okay.
But their whole concept is... like "Brewed with Music" is their tagline.
Okay.
So they sponsor a lot of festivals in the UK, like put on shows and
good
bars
idea, though.
And stuff like that. And they've done a few beers with bands before.
Cool.
So we just asked, and then they were like, yeah, of course.
What's the tagline? Don't drink shit beer at good gigs.
Oh, don't drink shit beer at good gigs. That's good.
So they make good
beer. And it is, and I mean, if you're in a shit gig, a good beer can help as well. So never drink shit
it's
beer.
It's a win-win, really.
Just never drink. I mean, for us Germans, it's kind of obvious. Just don't drink shit beer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever the situation is like.
Yeah.
But I really love the idea that you came up with your own.
And it's been doing really well.
Yeah. Even like amongst, like, regardless of the band factor, like people that are into beer.
Yeah.
It's had some really good reviews and things.
Nice.
It's been going down well. well. Cool. We'll give you a can afterwards.
Yeah, that would be cool. Thank you for that. So before we give away the tickets, no, we won't give away the tickets. We give away the band today. Yeah. Before we give away the band for a living room concert, let's listen to a live version of a brand new song. It's a world premiere, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, never before played this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we literally just finished recording it a couple of weeks ago.
It's called If Not For You.
If Not For You, yeah.
Keen on listening to it.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Banfi live auf Flux FM. In dieser Aufmachung, in diesem Setup, werden Sie auch am Abend in einem eurer Wohnzimmer spielen. In welchem, das lösen wir dann gleich auf. Zunächst aber nochmal Banfi mit If Not For You live aus den Flux FM Studios.
For you, lying wouldn't feel so bad, and dying wouldn't seem so sad. I'd be thinking, wondering what all this is coming to, if not for you. I could try growing old, I could try pushing through, I could try to remind, but I hate to think where I'd be now. If not for you, my dancer on the landing's gone, and sky of honey just sounds wrong. And I'm out buying flowers for someone of bad character. And if not for you, I go back to green lights at an empty boat against the current, gradually drifting, sinking, with no real hope to grow into, if not for you. Love won't do, if not for you. Try pushing through, I could try to remote, but I hate to think where I'd be now, if not for you. If not for you. If not for you, I'd find some way to try and be okay. Live day by day just to get me through. I give myself to people I know well who would be gone through hell. If not for you, I'd find some way to try and be okay. Live day by day just to get me through. I give myself to people I know well. If not for you, love won't do. If not for you, love won't do. If not for you,
stand your applause. For If Not For You, meine Damen und Herren. Das waren Banfi live aus den Flux FM Studios. Now we have Anne on the line here, if I'm informed right. She's the one who is gonna open up her living room for you guys. Hallo Anne, kannst du mich hören? Hallo Anne, kannst du mich hören?
Hallo Wilson, ja, klar und deutlich.
Hello Anne. Hello. Joe hört übrigens auch mit unter Kopfhörer. Say hi to Anne, you're gonna meet her later.
Hi Anne, nice to meet you.
Hi Joe. Hi, yeah, nice to meet you later as well.
Yes. Anne, hast du jetzt Geburtstag oder wer hat Geburtstag bei euch?
Ich hoffe, dass ihr echt nicht Radio hört gerade. Eine Freundin von mir, Caro, hat Geburtstag.
Caro hat Geburtstag. Heute hat sie Geburtstag. Und du überraschst sie mit Banffy, oder wie?
Ja, das tue ich. Ich hoffe, sie kippt mir nicht um.
Oh mein Gott. So it's not Anne's birthday. Just let you know.
I'm trying to translate.
Don't congratulate her. Okay. It's Caro's birthday. And she's going to be surprised later on. Yeah. So she doesn't even know that you're coming.
Let's hope she's not listening to the radio, though.
Who are these long-haired, bearded dudes in my living room?
You're such a nice friend for sorting that out.
What did you say?
Just Joe hat dir nur ein Kompliment ausgesprochen und sagt, du bist so eine süße Freundin, dass du dich um sowas kümmerst, Anne.
Ja, das war ganz spontan. Hättet ihr das nicht angeboten, wäre mir das vielleicht gar nicht eingefallen.
Na, sehr gut. Der wievielte Geburtstag von Caro ist das, damit die Jungs sich einstellen können?
Sie wird ganz zarte 28.
Ah, she's gonna be 28.
Perfect.
Yeah. Joe, like, perfect.
Oh, no. I'm saying,
she's 28. Over 18, she's not 30 yet.
Come on.
Okay,
No. That's ridiculous. Because I'm 28.
No, Joe didn't say that. It was me. I'm sorry. Der Winsor hat wieder schlechte Witze gemacht. Kennt man ja so. Anne, vielen Dank fürs Mitmachen.
Yeah.
Den Rest baldovern wir mit dir jetzt quasi am Telefon aus, oder haben wir schon ausbaldovert. Sag bitte Caro von mir auch nochmal ganz schöne Grüße.
Ja, das werde ich machen.
Und bis bald, sage ich einfach mal, Anne. Du weißt ja, wo wir wohnen, kannst uns gerne besuchen kommen immer wieder.
Oh, mach ich gerne, sage ich Bescheid.
Okay, Anne, thank you for taking part in this.
Thanks for having us.
What time should we come over, Anne? What time?
I think it's perfect on 7 maybe, but we can check with your tour manager.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. Cool. That's professional. Yes.
That's very professional.
Yeah. Anne is like, she's cool, she's a good friend, and she's a professional. Like, I'll chat to your tour manager.
I'll sort it out.
Very nice.
See you later.
Anne, genau.
Thank you, guys.
Ihr seht euch später. Vielen Dank fürs Mitmachen nochmal, ne?
Ja, super. Hat sich gelohnt. Ich bedanke mich.
Ja,
ciao.
Voll gerne. Ciao. Danke auch nochmal an euch. Banffy, thank you for visiting, and thank you for making the whole thing possible. Thank you for the listeners show at a living room tonight. It's going to be great, I guess. There's going to be a birthday involved.
Thanks 20, for having us.
Many 20-year-olds, 28-year-olds. So it's going to be fun.
Thank you so much.
It's pretty homogenic age structure. Okay, thank you for visiting. Bye-bye, Banffy.
Cool. Bye.
Tschüss, Anne.
Ciao.